WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. When you think of Jamaican music, you probably think of reggae. We're about to hear a concert of Jamaican music that predates reggae. It's called Mento, and it's a lot like calypso. My guests are the four members of the Jolly Boys, a group that's performed for decades in Jamaica. Only one founding member remains with the band, banjo player Moses Dean, who's now in his 70s. For the past decade, the Jolly Boys have performed for tourists at a hotel in Port Antonio, Jamaica. A couple of years ago, rock songwriter Jules Shear was vacationing at that hotel and got hooked on the Jolly Boys' music. He got them signed to the independent record company First Warning. The company has just released the Jolly Boys' second record, Sunshine and Water. The band had never played outside Jamaica before they made their first record. This summer, the Jolly Boys are touring America, performing in rock clubs and at music festivals. A little later, I'll talk with the group's leader and spokesperson, drummer Alan Swimmer. So here we go, the Jolly Boys in concert from the Fresh Air Studio.
Take me back to Jamaica, where I were born, man. Bam, bam. Take me back to Jamaica, where I were born, where the green bananas grow and the Rio Grande flow. Take me back to Jamaica, where I were born. Take me back to the island in the sun. Amen. Take me back to that sunny land of fun, where we all can sit and dine and have fun in the sunny, sunny land of mine. Take me back to Jamaica, where I were born. Where we all can sit and dine and have fun in the sunny, sunny land of mine. Take me back to Jamaica, where I were born. Take me back to Jamaica, where I were born. Take me back to Jamaica, where I were born. Where the green bananas grow on the Rio Grande flow. Take me back to Jamaica, where I were born. Jamaica, where I were born.
And that's the Jolly Boys, a group from Jamaica, performing for us today on Fresh Air. And the leader of the group, who was also the lead vocalist and the bongo player, is Alan Swimmer. And Alan, I want to welcome everybody again to Fresh Air. Can you explain to us what the difference is between Mento, the music you play, and calypso?
I know. That's a good point. You see, the Caribbean, all over the Caribbean, is the same people, the same African people that they brought there, and the same sons and daughters of them, with the same sound, but the different islands have different names to the rhythm. Now, in Jamaica, the name of the music in my father and grandfather's days was Mento. In like Trinidad, it was calypso. Right now, they call it soca. Just like how we grew up and said reggae, because, you know, there was a change there. Everybody, I think what happens is improvement. people get new instruments and new ideas about using instruments. So we change our style until we reach thus far. But that's the main thing about it, is just the different names that the different Caribbean islands had for their rhythms in the older days.
Did people start losing interest in mento after reggae came along?
Yes, but that didn't stop the mento from going. I'll tell you something about this mento music. If you go into the hotels in Jamaica now, you'll find these bands.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing. For one thing, we are more portable, easier to move around. And another thing, if power cuts, which do happen sometimes, there, we still play. We don't have to wait for our current to play.
The next song you're going to do for us is Crying Time, which is a song a lot of us know from Ray Charles' recording.
That's right.
Tell me how you know the song and how you started performing it.
Well, you see, I am very easy to learn songs. I learned most of these songs from the radios and the jukebox. Once I heard a song and I love it, I punch it, I listen to it, and I go home, I think on it when I wake in the morning, I have certain amount of it. If I don't get all, I go back and I punch it. So it's like I know from school to church to this kind of music, I know a real good amount of songs. And I know them straight through. So you see, I'm very easy to learn songs. And so I just listen to the radio because I love it. I listen to it. Then I let it go deep down into me. So it stays, you know, somewhere in the subconscious mind. I don't know, but it's there.
Let me ask you to play Crying Time for
okay,
us.
Yes. Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that faraway look in your eyes. I can tell it by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now you say you find someone that you love better. That's the way it happens every time before. But as sure as the sun comes up tomorrow, crying time will start when we walk through the door. Pam, pam, pam. That it won't be long before it's crying time.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Were you able to get American radio in Jamaica?
Mm-hmm.
So you hear a lot of like the American hits. And
that's right. And we have the records on the radio station. You know,
right.
You all the records.
So you get the records on the Jamaican radio station.
That's right. So, you know, you tune in to JBC or RJR and you listen a program like Barry G program and, you know, whoever, you get the songs. You get Jamaican songs, you get American songs, English, Spanish if you wanted to.
Well, we have to take a short break, so let's do that, and then we'll hear more of a concert with the Jolly Boys, a group from Jamaica who has two recent albums, one brand new and one from a couple of years ago. And the albums are called Pop and Mento and Sunshine and Water. This is Fresh Air. featuring a concert with the Jolly Boys, a group from Jamaica. And I've also been speaking with the leader of the group, Alan Swimmer, who's also featured on repeater drums and lead vocals. The other members of the band are Moses Dean on banjo. He's a founding member of the group. Noel Howard on guitar, Joseph Bennett on the thumb piano, which he, by the way, made himself. And everybody in the group sings backup vocals as well. Alan, you want to introduce another song for us?
Oh, yes. Right now, we are going to do Back to Back and Belly to Belly.
This is going to change the mood a little bit,
that's
isn't it?
That's right. Back into the Mentor style, you know? The wiggling style. Yeah, you know, you bubble up for this one. Yes, you have done. Man, it was a zombie zambari that took place in a New York cemetery. It was a zombie zambari that took place in a Woodlawn cemetery. Zombie from all parts of the island, some of them were real Calypsonians. Since the season was carnival, so they get together with Bacchanal and they singing back to back. Belly to belly, well, I don't care a damn for a damn dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, what a zombie zambari. Hear the chorus, back to back, belly to belly, well, I don't care a damn for a damn dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, what a zombie zambari. Zombie feet, zombie raise one thing that I want. Mr. Tekir, you mash my corn. The funniest thing I could ever see. A zombie eating catfish and fancy. I never see my mabi. A ginger beer than a zombie parade which took place last year. They singing back to back, belly to belly, when I don't hear a damn from the damn dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, what a zombie zambari. Hear the chorus, back to back. Belly to belly, well, I don't hear a damn for a damn dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, what a zombie zambari, man.
So, Ellen, who wrote this lyric about a zombie jamboree?
I'll tell you something. It's inherited. Ever since I was growing, I heard this song in Jamaica. So I really don't. I think it's John Williams or one of those early writers of Mentor songs.
Ellen, a couple of the instruments in the band are handmade. You made your drum, and the African thumb piano that we're hearing, which is actually in a big box. I think people are used to like small thumb pianos, but this is a in a box the size of an amplifier, a guitar amplifier. It's hollowed out, and it's got a wooden cover with a circle in the middle, kind of like a guitar sounding board, and it's got metal keys over that, which you press, and which has this really nice bass sound.
Yes.
You want to just play a few notes for us on the piano? Yeah, it's a great sound.
Yeah.
Very unique sound. Well, let me ask you to do another song for us.
Oh, yes. Why not? This one is... spicy, nice, juicy watermelon.
Who wrote this? Did you write this? Or
no,
is this another?
It's another
traditional song.
Traditional song. So, India Gangstar, me tell you, man, we are at Fresh Air, man. The Jolly Boys, live and direct. Spicy, nicey, juicy watermelon.
Hard to sit still when you're listening to this music.
Yeah, that's true.
As you travel around the United States and you've been to Japan, are you picking up more songs that you didn't know before?
Well, I tell you, not even songs, like music. For instance, the African styling of music. I never had the opportunity of hearing them in Jamaica, except for those that are there. And when I get to Harbourfront in Canada, I get the first time I get to meet with the Africans, men like the three brothers, Thomas Mafumo, and men like those, you know. And I get a taste of what African music is like, you understand? I even think I'm going to try to do some of that kind of music along the way, too.
Tell us a thing or two about everybody in the band.
About everybody in the band?
Yeah.
Well, I think all of us are very hardworking people. Because when we finished playing the music, we couldn't confine to playing the music in the nights alone. We have to go, like, planting something to eat, you know, to back up what you make as money from the hotel. All of us have our little kitchen garden that we provide, like our own bananas and plantains and yams. And we have more grown food, you know. Mm-hmm. So we are very hardworking people, all of us, you see here.
Now, I hear that before you put out your first record, you'd never heard the group recorded before. Is that right?
I have done a song with Byron Lee at Byron Lee's studio before. But I didn't get anywhere with it because I'd need more money, right, was to push it. So it's always been my ambition, but never have the money, because in Jamaica, it's not as easy to do a recording in Jamaica like here. You have to have a lot of money, because most of our stuff that we use, like these, are imported stuff. So there was a lot of tax go for them.
Right. I want to thank you all for performing. It's been a really enjoyable concert, a lot of fun. Yeah. And I wish you the best, and thanks very much.
Thank you very much, too.
And performing has been the Jolly Boys, a group from Jamaica. And they have a couple of albums I should tell you about. One is called Pop and Mento. Their new album is called Sunshine and Water. And you can find these records on First Warning, distributed by Ryko Disc. And the Jolly Boys are on a tour of the United States, and in the next few weeks they'll be heading to Portland, Santa Barbara, Chicago, Minneapolis, Dayton, Columbus, and Charleston, among other cities, so you might watch out for them if you're in those areas. And thank you again.